AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. It was a rout in New Orleans at Super Bowl 59. The Philadelphia Eagles manhandled the Kansas City Chiefs 40-22, denying Kansas City a third straight Super Bowl championship. Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts says it was a team effort.
Offense was able to score points, to take advantage of opportunities, you know, just enough to put points on the board, and then defense played their ass off. They played how they played all year.
There was a big party in Philadelphia. Terrence Parley was watching.
Before the ball got kicked off, I knew it was us. This is what we do. It was nothing sweet. I knew Jalen Hurts and everybody was going to get busy. It starts in the locker room. This is what we do. We don't come out here to play.
Cooper DeJean got a pick six interception touchdown on his 22nd birthday for the Eagles. This is the Eagles' second Super Bowl championship. President Trump was at the Superdome for the Super Bowl. Before he got there, the president said he will announce new tariffs later today.
Any steel coming into the United States is going to have a 25% tariff.
What about aluminum?
Aluminum too.
10%?
No, 25%.
25% for aluminum.
25 for both.
The president also said he would announce reciprocal tariffs, probably tomorrow or Wednesday, meaning the U.S. would impose import duties on products in cases where another country has levied duties on U.S. goods. President Trump says he has directed the Treasury Department to stop minting new pennies, citing the rising cost of producing the one-cent coin. Pope Francis's point man on migration and aid says he's concerned about USAID cuts, alarmed at the U.S. migrant crackdown, saying people are being terrorized. This is AP News. The Trump administration is ordering the Consumer Finance Protection Bureau to halt almost all of its work.
The agency was created to protect consumers after the 2008 financial crisis and subprime mortgage lending scandal. The newly installed director of the Office of Management and Budget, Russell Vogt, directed the bureau in an email Saturday night to stop work on proposed rules, suspend the effective dates of any rules that have not been finalized, stop investigative work, and don't begin any new investigations. Vogt also says in a social media post that the Bureau would no longer withdraw funds from the Federal Reserve and that its current financing of $711.6 million is excessive. The CFPB says that since it's been operating, it's obtained nearly $20 billion in financial relief for U.S. consumers in the form of canceled debts, compensation, and reduced loans. Donna Water, Washington.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims. Sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.